In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
In the Gospel today, which is very beautiful and even delicate and demands our attention, the first thing Jesus talks about is forgiving one another. And the next thing is fasting for ourselves. And the third thing is not laying up for ourselves treasures on earth. And this is what I think is a part of the meaning of this very broad gospel that has many meanings. If we lay up too many treasures for ourselves, then even without noticing it, we begin to put all of our energy and happiness in what we have rather than who we have. In what we have more than who we have. And we don't mean for it to be that way, but it comes that over time. And then, if we think that somebody took anything from us, we get very mad very quickly because we're defending the treasures that we've laid up for ourselves. And that's what makes it hard to forgive. Because we spend time accumulating these things. We don't want them to go anywhere because we have plans for them. And we have security that we're wanting. And we're living a private life, and not a life with everyone, but life with me. And then if something happens to us, or somebody takes something from us, or we think they will, or we even imagine they might, and we get defensive about it, then we're apt to get very angry at them and not forgive. And the fasting helps us to let go of some of the things that we want. It's the first thing is letting go of all that wonderful dinners we have all the time and the blessings we have even living in this country and having just opportunities to eat whatever we want. So when we start at the very beginning by giving up the most important need, which is food, and giving some of that away and not eating as much, then it makes giving away the things we've accumulated that maybe are over and above what we need, not so hard. And then, it's not so hard to forgive if somebody takes it from us. See how it works that way? It works that way. So, Jesus said in the end, do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, because if you do, then chances are you're going to have a hard time forgiving. And probably you're not going to be thinking of fasting. You're going to be thinking of accumulating. Or I could put it this way. You're not going to be fasting, you're going to be hoarding. Not saying you, just saying parenthetically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But we'll begin to save and save and save. And then pretty soon, two car garages aren't enough. We need three. So we got to save all that stuff. And God help us if we ever have to move. We've got to take it with us. So that's what I really think it meant. Now, having said that, you have to do that in a balanced way. You know, I, as a person that doesn't have an immediate family, I can take it a little more literally than people that have families, because you need to save for that. You need to retire. You need those things. But what Jesus is saying is, don't overdo it. Don't think that what you save is going to save you. Can I say that again? Don't think that what you save is going to save you. Only that relationship with God and the love we have of each other is going to really be saving. That's just a warning Jesus gives us as we go into the fasting season. Well, you probably know the things I've said, don't you? But I wanted to remind you, that's the danger of hoarding. That's the danger of thinking more and more security is better and better. But you need some. So, I'm not saying you don't need any. But just be careful. And when we begin the fast, we'll realize we can get on with a lot less than we thought. And also it's good to have a community together that fasts, because sometimes when you fast, it's very hard by yourself. And you go past all these fast, non-fasting food places. Fast, non-fast. Maybe they should call it non-fasting food places. Rather than fast food, go up to the counter, I want some non-fasting. No, just, they wouldn't know what fasting. Maybe they would know what fasting. I don't know. I better quit on that topic. But you know what I'm saying on that? So be careful. Let's fast and then let's pray. And let's wonder what we can give away and yet keep that we need. And watch everything. The Greeks have the word nixi, alert. Be alert to what we are. That's the simple with Lent. It helps us be alert. Didn't it say in the hymns that Moses clarified his vision because of his fast? He was able to clearly see what was important and what wasn't. That's the reason for Lent. So we can clearly see what is really important, what we're going to take with us into eternity, and what isn't important. And the next thing is, in Lent, you have to be gentle with one another. Even if somebody has done you a harm or something, and you can't immediately be best friends with them, or the thing we can do is be polite. Even when someone hurts us, we can still be polite. We don't have to respond with anger and resentment. We can just be polite. So we should strive for not keeping too much to ourselves and being polite with everyone, our friends and those people that cause us a little strain in our life. I was saying yesterday at our parish council dinner, there was a little girl in Sunday school that asked me a question, or rather gave me a little lecture, but it was so good she probably should have taught the class. She said, "You know why God gives us easy people to love?" I don't know why. She was just thinking, you know, kids just think things, and even if you think you have their attention, they're thinking of something else, and then they just talk about it. But what she was thinking about was better than what I was saying, so I thought it was good. She said, we get easy people to love so that we can begin to love the hard people, too. We practice on the easy people. We practice on the easy people. Sometimes people are naturally good. We feel good with them. And we don't even know why. We have an instant rapport. And other people, we have a hard time getting to know. Those are the people maybe that need us the most. That's also the forgiving. And the last thing I want to say about forgiveness is, we can't live our life thinking about what has happened to us because of what other people have done to us. We have to make things happen for us. If we don't forgive, we're going to spend the rest of our life thinking about what has happened to us. And we're not going to act on the good intention and good energy we have in us to make things happen for us that are good in Christ. That's the truth. And you know that in your own experience. So let's lay down the grudges and pick up the crosses and go back.